Vayter in Shasbir and Harius Daf Yud, picking up on Tesma Beis by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Zakta Heilig Heilig Mishnah. First of all, Mazel for all those who finished the second parak, and now let us begin the third and final parak, which is crazy, of Meseches Harios. Zakta Heilig Mishnah. Here we go. Kohen Mashiach. Now we know the Kohen Mashiach is the Kohen Gadol, and we know that the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi, meaning the king, if they go and then they sin, they do the wrong thing, they both have to go and bring different karbonos than an ordinary person would have to bring. The question is, what happens if they do their sin while they're still in their state of Kohen Gadol and Mashiach, but then only, and then afterwards they go down from being that state, and what kind of a carbon do they bring? Do they have to now bring a regular ordinary one, or like they originally were? So Kohen Mashiach shechat v'achakach avim mishicho, so he was Kohen Gadol and he goes down. V'chein Nasi shechat v'achakach avim mishicho, so to the Nasi that did the wrong thing, he did an aver, and then after he's taken down from being the Nasi, from being the king, the Nasi meaning the king, Kohen Mashiach mevi pyre, brings a pyre, which is again what the extra added special type of carbon that he would go and bring, even though he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. V'anasi mevi sire, and he brings a sire, even though he's no longer the king. Now, what about the case of, unlike the first case where they did it when they were in that state and then they went down afterwards and they have to bring their carbon, what happens if they were removed first and then they did the aver? What would happen then? Mashiach Sha'avim Mishichusav Achikachata. Let's say you have the case of the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, who is no longer the Kohen Gadol, and now he goes out and does his sin. And also, V'chinner Nasi Sha'avim Mishichusav Achikachata. He was removed from being the king, and now he goes and he sinned. What's the din? Kohen Mashiach Mithipar, the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, who's no longer the Kohen Gadol, and then he does the aver. He's still going to bring a par, which is unusual carbon, but that's one that's brought only for the Kohen Gadol. However, the Vanasi, that the king is taking out of his position of being king, he has Kehedyot, he goes like a regular Stam, regular Hedyot. Says the Heilige Gemara. If we spoke about the king, the Kohen Gadol, sorry, when he left his position from being the Kohen Gadol, beep, turn the page, and only afterwards he did the sin, he's going to bring a par, that's the seifa. So, if he was at the time a king, the Kohen Gadol, then he sinned, and he leaves from his position. Do you have to tell me that he's going to bring a pyre? Of course he's going to. If even when he was no longer in at all, he's going to bring it. Certainly if he was in, he comes out of it. And for the Gemara Nechina, we didn't have to say that, but we wanted to say it because of the other thing we had to say. Bishop to Katani Gabi Nasi, since we spoke about the king, the Chi Aver Min Siusa, Achka Chata Kedjot Maisi, that if he left his kingship and then he did the Ver, then we treat him just like a regular Hedjot. So you would think that even when the Nasi goes in, he does the Aver first, and then he leaves his position of Gedula, you should also bring like a regular person. Therefore, it's necessary for the Mishnah to go and tell us the case of a Nasi brings the special matziv that he brings as the therefore it's necessary the Mishnah to tell us that in such a case the Nasi, meaning the king, brings the special chatas of a Nasi. Tani Gabi Mashiach. Therefore, Tanu Mashiach also the Chatav Achiyach Avim Mivi Par. He's going to bring the par, even though it wasn't really necessary. Minani Mili. Where do we know this from? We said the Kohen Gadol leaves his position, and then he does a very. He still is treated like a Kohen Gadol in terms of the par. We don't know. It's from the Tanu Rabbanim. We learned in a Braisa. The pasuk is talking about here by a Kohen Gadol. Vehikrev al Chatosu. He shall bring a carbon for his sin. Malame that comes to teach us, Shemi v'chatas mishavar, as guy says, you bring the chatas even if he did the vera after he left. Now, the Rishonim really say, how do you see it from there? They don't see it at all. But I think the Rimi Lunil brings down that the words, when it says the words, al chatas, if you give a chatas, so those are extra words, because it's enough for the Pasuk says, if the Kohen Gadol is in a vera, he's going to bring a par. When it says al chatas, it's coming to teach you that even when he's no longer it. At any event, Sheyachov, alodenu, you would have thought maybe a kalvachomer, Oman, Nasi, Shemi v'shikigas maisa, the Nasi, the king, who's going to bring a chatas when he does a shigas maisa, any sort of shogig he makes a mistake with, ein mevi chatas mishavar, but doesn't bring the chatas after he's already left the office of being that position over there, right? What he's doing brings a regular one. Then Mashiach she'ein mevi b'shigas maisa, Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring for shigas maisa elal helam davar im shigas maisa. He's got to have a double whammy, as we saw a few daf ago. That's got to be that he's over in avera by shigas maisa and by Helam Dover. In other words, if he thought it was actually something which is okay, Im Shigas Maisa, then Lokol Shekain, of course he shouldn't bring his special chatas if he did an avera after he left office. Tamal over, therefore the pasuk comes to tell you, v'hikriv al chatasa, that he goes and he brings a carbon for his avera, malam b'shem al chatasa mishavah, he goes ahead and he brings it even after he left his position. Says the Gemara, v'naisi nami nasi mikav chomer, but why don't we learn also, right, now that we understand that a kohen mashiach, aka the kohen gadol, is going to bring the special power, the chatas, even when he sins after the wrong, you know, after he left the office, so let the nasi also let it be that so let's also let the Nasi, the king, also bring his special chatas if he after he leaves office, because of the Kal V'chomer that would say the following: Umam Mashiach Shein Mevi B'Shigas Ma'isa of the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring the chatas, the special power of Shigas Ma'isa, Mevi Chatas Misha Avar, but he's going to bring it. Right, it's not just Shigas Ma'isa, not alone, it has to be Halim Davar. So Mevi Chatas Misha Avar, he brings the chatas after he left the position, Avar, after he passed over and he's done. The Nasi Shein Mevi Chatas B'Shigas Ma'isa, he does bring a chatas because the Maybe clearly he's going to say he's going to bring them when he leaves as well. Therefore, the pasuk comes and says, "Asher nasi yachata." When a ruler will sin, that is kishu nasi. In when he's a nasi, yes, kishu hedyot. Always hedyot, not. Okay, zok the next heliga heliga mishnah. Chato atzlo nisnam nismanu v'achik nismanu. But what happens if a case now, not that they were a kohen gadol or the king, and then it happened and they left, or they left and then it happened. But let's say they did their averus before they became the nasi, the kohen gadol, and then they became the kohen gadol or the nasi, which is again the king. What would be the din is at that stage? So we say chatat shalom nistamnu and nismanu v'achos nismanu. Then they're appointed. Hari look at yotos, they're considered hedyotos because we look at it at the time that they actually did it. Rabbi Shimon Omer im nodalem ad shalom nismanu chayavim. If their avir became known to them before they became the king or the kohen gadol, so then in that position they're going to be chayav to bring a regular one. If their sin becomes known to them, they do the sin before they were appointed, then they're appointed, and then they realize they did the sin, then they're going to be potter. Now, who's this Nasi we've been talking about? This is important to get. We've been discussing it so far today, at least. Previous days we didn't spell it enough. But that is Ze Melech. So I'm going to get a Melech, Shenemar, Mikol Mitzvah Shem Elokav. It's saying when a Nasi will do an Avera and will do something, one of all the commandments of Hashem, his God, that he shouldn't be doing. And this is talking about She'ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Elokav. He doesn't have anyone above him except for Hashem Elokav. Zok to Gemar, Frek to Gemar, Minani Mili. Where do we know this from? Where do we know that if they did the thing when they were just regular people, and then afterwards they only brought it after the fact, these different dinim? The Tanur Rabbanan, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yecheta. The Torah says, in reference to the special chatas, that if the Kohen Mashiach will do a sin, Prat LeKodmos, excluding anything that was done earlier, any type of error that they did beforehand. V'halo Dinu, but isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? Why do I need a Pasuk? We can learn it from a Kal V'Chomer. V'halo Dinu. That if you have a Kohen that he brings a Chatas only if he did it after he was anointed. Uman Nasi Shemivi Bishigas Maisa. If the king is going to bring a special Chatas for any of it he did through Bishogeg, Ein Mivi Alakodmos. He doesn't bring his special Chatas for things that he did beforehand. Then Mashiach Shein Mivi Ala Helim Davrim Shigas Maisa. He only does a Helim Davrim Shigas Maisa, both of them. And of course he's not going to bring for the Kodmos. Says the Gemara, Lo im amarta benon, lo, not a good thing, not a good Kal V'Chomer. Im amarta benasi, if you want to say, in the case of a nasi, that he doesn't bring his chatas, you know, his particular chatas, for what was done before, and shekin im mivi chataso misha avar, we can say that the reason is because he doesn't bring his special chatas if he sins once he left his position of being great. Tomer Mashiach, you're going to say the same thing by the Kohen Gadol. Shemi v'chatos mishavim does bring it when he leaves. Maybe not. We should say that holo v'chatos mishavar, since he does bring it when he leaves, and the Kohen Gadol, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, even when he leaves, he still brings it. The Yaviyala Kodmos, that he should bring for Kodmos as well. And therefore, we wouldn't be able to learn out from the Kal V'Chomer that the Kohen Mashiach, that this Kohen Gadol doesn't bring the special chatas for things they did beforehand. That's what we need in the pasuk. Tamalomer, HaMashiach Yecheta. Therefore, the Torah says, the Mashiach, the Kohen Mashiach, will sin, telling us that Chata Kishu Mashiach, maybe, if he sinned when he was a Mashiach, then if he's going Gadol, then he's going to have to bring a Kishu Hedyot, then maybe, but if he's a Hedyot, then he does not bring that special type of thing, just like a Hedyot, though. We also have a bris which brings that by a nasi as well, by the king as well, with this idea. Asher nasi yechata prata kodmos. If the nasi doesn't sin, this is excluding the things that happened before. And Valo, they knew. In fact, the Gemara, what do you need a pasuk for that? Couldn't have learned out that the nasi doesn't bring it from a kal v'chomer. Valo, they knew. Uma Mashiach Shemid Chatas Mishavar Mashiach. He does bring it Mishavar when he goes and he's demoted no longer the Kohen Gadol. He still holds on to it. Ain't Mivel Kodos, but he doesn't bring in Kodos. The Nazi Shein Mivi Chatas Mishavar. And as he doesn't bring his Pitzel Chatas if he leaves, then didn't Shalay Avias Al Kodos. Of course, he's not going to bring Al Kodos. Says the Gemara. You could say back, Malo Mashiach can't compare the two because Malo Mashiach Shekin Ain Mivi Mishigas Maisa. The Mashiach doesn't bring for a Shigigas Maisa, and has to also have Helam Davar. Right? Yeah. Torah Benasi, you want to go and say the same thing is going to apply to Nasi? Shemavi Mashigas Maisa, does bring Mashigas Maisa? Whole maybe Mashigas Maisa, since he brings his special chattas, just doing a Shogig alone by itself, Yovel Kodmos, that makes him stronger if you also bring a Kodmos as well. Therefore, you can't go with that, and we're stuck with the Kovacham wouldn't work. Tamad Lomar, Shanasi Yechata, it says that when a Nasi will sin, Shechata Vaharehu Nasi, which means he sinned and he was a Nasi, Velo Shechata Vaharehu Hadyot, and that means he sinned when he was still a hadyot. So like the Gemara Tanu Rabban, Nana Shanasi Yechita. It says when a nasi will sin, Yachal Gzera. You would have thought that maybe this is the Gzeras Hamelech. Rashi says the Gzeras Melech Shanasi Yechita. That it's almost like he was forced to go out and to do the wrong thing over there. He Shanasi Yechita Midloksiv Veim Nasi Yechita. It doesn't say an if. It says Asher Nasi Yechita. Interesting over here. What about free will? What's going on over here? Don't they have the ability of making their own decisions? Tamad Lomar. Therefore, it says im hakoyin mashiach yachta. In order to take away from that idea that you're going to think it means that he will sin, it says im hakoyin mashiach yachta. Malahol lichashiata, just like over there, it means when he sins, and not that he's going to. Afkan lichashiata, so here also means lichashiata, when he will sin. Amar mar yachl gzera. We said just a moment ago. You would think maybe it's a gzera that the nasi is going, the king is going to have to sin. Gzera meichitesi. Where in the world would you have thought such a thing to say this? What would be hechi tesi to come up to say that there's such a concept, that there's a decree in Shemayim that the nasi, that the king has to go and sin? Do we ever find such a thing of that something that's going to happen, that has to happen? Amri, so they said back, in Ashkechan, yeah, we do find that. It says in the Pasuk of Yikra, and I will place saras in the house of the land of your possession. Besura, it says, this is a tiding, like a komavaser, besuras tovos, besuras ros. This is a tiding, they're going to have the goyim, they're going to come upon them. Rashi says, it's saying this is going to happen, even though it's a bad thing. Hachanami, ema gzira, we can see it's gzira also. Hilkach ksiv im hakorin mashiach yechida, lichashi yechida, vahachanami, asher nasi yechida, lichashi yechida. What it means is not that he will, but if it will happen. Dev Rabbi Yehuda, Zagazakt, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, that prat l'negei onsen, that this pasuk is coming to exclude the tsaras that come because of onsen, some sort of external thing over here. And that is, for example, Rashi says, she'im bo negayim aydin afichas sheid, delo mitmo. Now let's say you have some sort of damage that happens to the house because of a shade blowing on it, that's not going to come along and be metamined. Lav am Rav Yehuda Basura. Now, didn't Rav Yehuda explain this pasuk? You're saying there's going to be a Basura Ra, it's going to be a bad thing that's going to happen. Hachayima, Hachanami, Emegzera, here too also. That's where the premise for this concept, this question is coming from, that maybe this is a Gzera that's happening over here. Hilkach Tziv Im, therefore I have the word Im to tell you that it means if, and not when it will happen. Well, the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Nege Onse Milo Mitamu, is it true? You want to say that the tsaras of that comes from some sort of external thing, like the shade blowing at you, tell me it's not going to be Mitame? Really, Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Simini, not like that. It says about tsaras, it says Adam Kiyihia, a man, this is talking about tsaras, Kiyihia, when you will have, this is a full pasuk, is Adam ki yeh ba'or b'saro, when he has upon his flesh, the skin of his flesh, min hadibor ve'elech, which is mashma, from the command and on, the laws of Torah apply only to those that appear after the giving of the Torah. So it's Adam ki yeh min hadibor ve'elech, from when the Torah is given and on, as Rashi says, the negoyim bein ba'adam b'chim b'batim patar b'hen lefnei ha'dibor. The osim negoyim she'iru lefnei ha'dibor ein metamin la'acher ha'dibor. Acher metame after the dibor. The Bryce is coming to teach us that if a person or a house had tzaras when the Torah was given, that that's going to remain taller from the tzaras even after the Torah was given, even though it's still on the person, right, or the body, or it's on the house, it's still going to remain taller. So now, v'alot denu, the Gemara says, okay, why do you have to, you know, write that out like that? Isn't it, why do you need a pasuk? Isn't it a kalvach? Isn't it a logical thing that it's tzaras on a person's body or his house that happened before the Torah was given? That's not going to make him tummy after it was given, even though the tzaras is still there. Timei bazav, timei benegoyim. The word timei, contamination, is mentioned in reference to azav, and also timei is mentioned in reference to negoyim with tzaras. Mazav benedibur elech, just like the zav, is only something which is tummy, which is a flow that comes from either a man or a woman. Zav or zava, so zav is only benedibur elech, right? Only once the Torah is given. So too, benedibur elech, after the goyim benedibur elech, so too dibur is also, the goyim is also benedibur elech. So why do I need a pasuk for that? Says the Gemara, lo, no. Not true, because im amarta bizav, if you're going to say in the case of a zav, he's going to be tummy only if he has that discharge after the Torah is given. Shekein ein retame ba'ones, because he doesn't become tummy because of an ones, meaning some sort of external outside thing that happens to him. They don't become tummy because of external factors that would cause brought up in the onus. Tomer b'negayim, they're going to say in the case of tzaras, shemitame in be'onus. It does become tummy because of an external factor. Right? Of course, we're not going to go and compare these two things together. Talmud lomar. Right? Therefore, it comes to tell you, adam ki yihye, that if a person will have a kia or besaro min adibur ve'elech, means from the dibur and on. But kumta chosda narayin still comes out from this discussion over here that negayim are going to contaminate when it's caused by external things. So Rabbi Shimon say that that's not the case. Rava Amar, Rava says that prat lenige ruchos. That pasuk is coming to exclude nige ruchos that come from when there's the demons blowing it. Papa Amar prat lenige kshafim. It's coming to exclude tzaras that come because someone does some sort of kishuf and causes it coming. Tan Rabbanan asher nasi yecheta, when a nasi will sin. Prat lechola. This is coming to exclude a sick nasi from having to bring the special chatas that was brought. In fact, the Gemara, Mishum Tahavi Lechola, because of the fact that he's sick, Tahavi Itchilei Menisiusei. It was because he's a sick person, that's going to say now he's going to be considered, he's knocked out Itchilei from his post, and he's not going to bring any of these, the chatas of a nasi, of the king anymore. Amar Rav Avdi Mevrachama prat la nasi shenitzara. The pasuk is going to exclude a nasi, again a king, who got saras. In that case, he's going to be considered like somebody who's no longer in the position over there. And this special dinner doesn't apply to him. Shenemar, the pasuk says, this is by Melech Uziyah. Vayinaga Hashem es ha-melech. Vayimitzara ad yomos of a yeshiv v'beis ha-chashfishis. V'yosam ben ha-melech al habayis. So Hashem, he caused a disease to come to the king, and he was a metzora until the day of his death, and he dwelled in the freedom house, and Yotam, the son of the king, became, he took over the palace. Now, midikamer, for the fact that it says, Bebis ha-chavshis, the free house, the freedom house, b'chlal da'an hashta eved hava, it implies that until now he was a servant, because a king is the servant of the people. He's a servant of the people. Rashi's disrovers of Avdusulo, Lefisha Mutalov, Ol Rabbim, it's placed upon him, the yoke of the people. Kiha de Rabban Gamliel v'Rebbe Yoshua. Like the story time which happened with the two of them, have Ozzy Bisvinta, they were traveling on a boat. Bahadi de Rabban Gamliel have a pita, and Rabban Gamliel, he had with him bread. Bahadi Rabbi Yoshua have a pita v'suta, and about him, Yeshua had bread and flour. Rashi says the reason why Yeshua took flour in order to break more bread instead of bringing more bread to start off with is because bread eventually gets moldy, but the flour can stay fresh longer. Shlim pite de Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, all he had with him was his bread. He got finished. And Samach asulte de Rabbi Yoshua, he relied on the Rabbi Yeshua's flour in order to be able to go and to eat something. So Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Leis, so Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Yeshua, "Mi have a yada to have a lan ikuva kulehai to ice sulta? Like, did you know that we're going to get delayed? That you brought along flour? Like, what's going on over here? It's wild. I didn't think to bring flour also." Amar Leis said back to him, "Kochav echad l'shiv mshana ola umate es asapanim." Says there's a star that comes up once every 70 years, and that star messes up the sailors. They misunderstand the directions, thinking that this is a particular star that it really isn't. And I said, maybe it's going to rise during our trip, and it's going to make the mistake. And therefore, I thought that maybe we would get on this, we'd be on it for a while. So I took the flower. He says, "Kol kach biyad chavata ola besmina." You're so smart, and you have to go into this boat in order to go ahead and to have a parnasa. Rashi says, "I'm the kolkach chachma yish biyodcham at the yori l'sfina l'schora b'shvil mezon asecha klomer." You have to tzarich li read b'sfina l'tzarich mezonos. Like, what's going on over here? Amar Lei, so Yeshua said back to him, "Ad shatot me'alai t'mahal shnei talmidim sheish l'chabi abasha." Until you know, before you're gonna wonder about me, you're like in the state of shock and wonder. Why don't you wonder about two talmidim you have on the shore? Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida. These people are talmidei chachamim matsumim sheyodim l'shar kametibos yish bayam. They know to work out to estimate how many drops are in the ocean. Ve'elam pas lechav lo begid libos, and they don't have bread to eat. They don't have clothing to wear. I mean, they're just unbelievable. Nasan Daitel of Shiva and Beros. So Rabbi Gamliel decided to put them at the head of the Yeshiva. Rashi says, "Nasan Rabbi Gamliel Daitel Aleim Lo Shiva and Beros Kedei Shiu Misparnasim Meosas Srova Shitam." They should get Parnasa from that position that they'll find themselves in now because they're in a chosh of a position. They get hired, they get money. Kishya Allah. Shalach la'am b'labo. So in Gamliel, when he got to the shore, when he came up on the shore, he called for them, but they didn't come. Chazav shalach b'abo, and he sent for them again. This time they came. Amar Lehem, he says to him, "Kemidumim atem she srara aninosin lechem." Does it seem to you like I'm going to give you like srara, like, and that's why you didn't want to come, like a position of authority, because you didn't want to have any honor? Says Rashi, last Rashi on the page, then shalom batam b'shlichus rishon she'isem baruchim in agedula. Is that the reason why? Beep, turn the page. Yud on the base. Avdus aninos en lechem. I'm giving you servitude. I was like, what do you think? Rashi says, asraris avdus, because having a position of power is slavery. Lo la'adam l'fishem muto alav al ram, because the place is upon you, the yoke of the tzibor. Shenemar v'idabu elav lemur emayom tia eved la'amazeh. They spoke to him saying, if like the pasuk says, that if today you become a servant to this nation. These are the words that the Zakenim said to Shlomo Melech's son Rechavim when he took over, that when you become a melech for the people, you actually become their servant. Tana Rabbanan. Back to when a ruler will sin. Asher Nasi, Tana Rabbanan, Asher Nasi Yechta, when a ruler will sin, he does a Bishogi, he's going to bring his carbon. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ashrei ador she'anasi shlo mevi karban al shigigasa. Fortunate is the man, is the generation whose ruler, that the nasi shlo, the king, brings a chatas for his unintentional sin. Im nasi shlo mevi karban, if the ruler is going to bring that, sarchat alomer mao hedyot, is it necessary to say what a hedyot would be? Right, that means if you have a king, and the king has a tendency to feel gaivadik, right? Because the king is the king. But he shows charata and abizachatas, then a regular person, a hedyot, who feels lowly generally, he's certainly going to go and do such a thing. Says Rashi, it's a bit to me a klomer him a melech shein libo kafuf. Margish or maybe carbon as you go, so culture should just margish and shalibam kfufim. Vemal shigigas, if I can think about Vim shigigas, maybe carbon, and if he goes and brings a carbon for his shogeg, sorry, had to lower my dono. Is it necessary to say what he's going to do for his intentional sin? Of course, he's going to go ahead and do tshuva for that as well. Maskif la rabba brother rabba. This is not really elameata, but it's really true that we should explain that every time it says the word ashrei, right, that it means fortunate, right, because now it's coming off the idea asher nasi yecheta, and we're doing a drasha that say ashrei, so the siv, then what about the fact that it says ve'is asher chata mina kodesh yishalim? Pasuk's talking about the kenas for when somebody's involved in doing me'ilah, right? He's using things that are mukdash. Pasuk says that for what he has deprived the sanctuary, he shall make payment on it, he shall make restitution, he shall fix it up. It says that the one that he sinned and he caused others to sin. Hachanami the Ashrei Adorhu. There too, when a darshan, the word Asher to mean Ashrei, they're fortunate. When you have the Hechal is the deprived and the leaders of Avodah Zarah, can't be. I'm thinking, where Shani Hacha, the Shani Krab Diburei. No. Yochem and Zakai, he's not saying every single time it says the word Asher that it's Ashrei, but it's over here in reference to a king who sins is going to be different, right? And he calls. So it's the darshan because the pasuk's changed its normal way of speaking. Rashi says the beidach, the other pasukim that surround it, k'siv im kol adas yisrael yeshku im makon mashiach im nefesh. Alcha suddenly switches k'siv asher nasiach levadi ashrei mashma. If we go ahead, it's simply darshan to say that it means ashrei and that is fortunate. There's the person. Darish of Nachum bar Rav Chista. Mind you, say, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Yesh hevel asher na'asa al ha'aretz vigomer, that there is a hevel, as a pasuk. This is a David Shlomo Melch in Koheles, seeing the suffering of the tzaddikim and the tzaddik v'ra'lo and Rosh Hashanah. It says Yesh hevel, there's a hevel, hevel avolam, futility of futility, vanity of vanity. So you see here, there's a vanity of futility. Shenas el aretz, a son on the earth. That asher the what does the end of the pasuk say? The pasuk says, Asher yesh tzaddikim, asher magi aleim kemaisa rishayim. If tzaddikim, they have the things that happen to them like rishayim. Yesh rishayim, shagi aleim kemaisa tzaddikim. Right to shigam zehavel. This too is havel. This too is all havel. It says Gemara, ashereyim the tzaddikim. What does it mean? Fortunate are the tzaddikim. Shemagi aleim kemaisa rishayim shalolam mababol omaseh. That they get the outcome of what's going to happen to rishayim in the next world. They get it in this world. Woe to the Shemagielim, they get all the reward that the Tzadikim get, they get that all over. So what happens is that the Tzadikim get all of their pain in this world, so none in the next world. The Mishayim get all the pleasure in this world, so they have none in the next world. Amarava Atu Tzadike Iachli Shrei Alme Mi Sanilu. Is it something which is bad for the tzaddik to get reward in both worlds? Like, says Rashi, what's happening here? Mi sanui hu lahem klum ralam is going to be bad for tzaddikim sh'olchem shtei olamos sh'esam tovul zevul ma'ba. Like, why can't it be that they get good in both worlds? Ella, Rava says no. Ashrein l'tzadikim shemagia aleihem kema'aseh v'shayim shel olam hazeh ba'olam hazeh. Fortunate are the tzadikim who are going to treat in this world according to that which the v'shayim are going to get in this world, meaning that they're going to get the anah in this world, just like the v'shayim are going to get anah in this world and not in the next world. So the tzadikim are also going to be getting that which the v'shayim are getting in this world instead of in the next world, in this world as well. Oilem the Rishayim Shemagia Aleihem Kemaise Tzadikim Tzadikim Sha'olam Azeh Ba'olam Azeh. And woe to the wicked who are treating this world according to the normal way of what the Tzadikim are going to get in this world. In other words, that they have lives which are difficult. In other words, you see Tzadikim they get in this world and in the next world. You see Rishayim they get the pain in this world and the next world. Story time. Papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua also lekami the Rava. Amalui says to him, Rava says, O Kimtun Masechta Plan, Masechta Plan, did you master? Did you Kim? This is clear. Rashi says, Klomer Yishlechem Masechta Sedura Beficha Masechta Ploni Ploni. Like, are you holding stark in these things, not making any mistakes? Amalei said back to him, In. They said, Yup. We got this good. Atarisu porta. Do you have money? Like you're good with cash money? Says Rashi, Klomer, Yishlechem Osher, Ve'in Lechem Letzroch, Echem Mizonos, Shiv Yishlechem Penay Lasso Tadir Expitor. Like, do you have enough money? You can sit down and just stag all the time? Amalei, so make them in. The Zabnon Ketina Da'ara, because we bought a small piece of land. And those pieces of land give us. So it says, "Kol chad v'chad minan ketina da'ara umitzaninan minei b'ravcha." And we're able to be support ourselves, you know, nicely. Kari Elias, so I've said about them, like we said, "Ashereyim l'tzadikim shomegiyah leim kemaisa b'shem shalom azeh b'olam azeh." They're the ones who got the double whammy. They get the good in this world, and they get the world, the goodness in the next world as well. Amar Rabbi Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idich Sev, what does it mean when it says in the Pesach of Hosea, Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem, the Tzadikim Yelchubam, Uposhem Yikashlubam, the roads of Hashem are straight, the righteous walk in them, but the Rishayim, they stumble in them. Mashal, this is a Mashal, L'shnei B'nei Adam Shetzalu Pesachayim. Two people, they roasted the carbon Pesach, and they pounded those delicious, carbonos. Echad achol l'shem mitzvah. One of them ate them for the sake of the mitzvah, for the carbon Pesach. Echad achol l'shem achilagasa. They don't eat it for achilagasa, just to pound it. Rashi says, shalol l'shem mitzvah. And it's carbon achol l'shem kinoch s'uda. Right? He just wanted to enjoy himself, a delicacy. Zesh achol l'shem mitzvah. They don't eat it for a mitzvah. Tzadikim Yelchabam. That's the case of the righteous, they walk in them. Zeshach HaLushom Mechil Gasa Poshim Mikoshim. And those are Poshim, Poshim, they stumble in them. Amalei Rish Lakish, Rasha Karislei. You call this person who ate it because he wants to enjoy his Karim Pesach. You call him a Rasha? Nehidala of an mitzvah minimufcha. Okay, he didn't do it the best way. Pesach Midukacha, but he didn't have a Karim Pesach. He can go in Pesach. It's a dinner mitzvah. What do you call him in Russia? Halamashal l'shnei b'nei adam, ze ishto v'achoso imo b'bayis. It's a mashal to two people, two married men. And this one had his wife and his sister with him in the house. Ze ishto v'achoso imo b'bayis. And this one also had that in his house. And they want to have tashmish. Echad nizdamnu lo ishto. One came to his wife and was with her, Rechaz Namadlo Achoso, and the other one came to his sister and was with her. Zesh and his Namadlo Ishto, this one who came upon his wife, Tzadikim Yelchabam, the Tzadikim, they walk on them, Vezesh and his Namadlo Achoso, Uposhim Yikashubam. It's an example of those that are Poshim, they're going to stumble in them. Frank the Gemara Midami, what did you compare? How could you even compare? Anan Kaminun Chad the Derech. The Pasuk, we got a single road that the righteous and the wicked they walk upon. Here, these are two roads, right? You have two men doing two different acts. One was Mutter, one was Aser. This Pasuk seems to be talking about one act that would be a mitzvah for the Tzaddik and not for the Rasha. So, Ella, Mashal, Lot, Ushnei, Bonosav. Really, what it's talking about is Lot and his two daughters. What was their intention? What was his? Hench and his Kabbalah Shem Mitzvah. They had intended for the Shem Mitzvah because they thought that by Sodom the entire world was destroyed and they thought they were the only ones left were their father and them, so therefore they decided to be with their father for the sake of the Mitzvah. Tzadikim Yelchabam. Their act of being with their father was Tzadikim walking them. Hush and his Kabbalah Shem Avera, but he had in mind to do a Shem Avera. Therefore it says, Uposhem Yikal Shubam, the transgressors stumbled them. Frankly, more of a Dilma Hunan, the Shem Mitzvah Hunakan. We said he was doing it for the wrong reason. Maybe he was doing it for the right reason. Maybe he had to do it for the same mitzvah. Amar, Rabbi Yochan says, that kol pasuk hazeh l'shem avera nemra. Right, the pasuk says in Lot, v'yisa lotus eino, v'yar is kol akikar yarden ki kula mashke. This is when he looked at Sodom, to go to Sodom in the first place. Right, that whole pasuk is l'shem avoda, l'shem avera. V'yisa lot, he raised it up his eyes, v'tisa ishes adonav eseneha. And that's talking about his master's wife, by Yosef, raised up her eyes, meaning to see Yosef, to go to be with him. It's enough. His eyes is Yisalot. But, okay, raised his eyes is similar to this idea that his master raised up his eyes, and his enough, his eyes, is compared to Vayomer Shimshon, Osa Kachli Kihi Yashav Enai. This is talking about when what's his name? Shimshon. Zochrenina, Zochrenina. When he said, like, why don't you take a Jewish woman? You're going to take away from the plishtim. What's going on over here? He says, go for her because she's fine in my eyes. So just like he followed his eyes. Also in this way, we same with Lot. Bayar, and he saw. It's similar to Bayar who saw Shechem ben Hamor. Shechem ben Hamor saw Dina. He also wanted to be with her. That's Kokikar Yarden. He saw the whole plain of Jordan. Jordan Plain, Jordanian Plains, and Kibaad Isha Zona at Kikar Lachem, is a pasuk in Mishle. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to poverty, so he lacks even a loaf of bread. Ki Kula Mashka, okay, that the whole thing was watered well. That's connected to Hoshea when it says, Elcha Achrei Mehavai. I will go after my lovers. Nostei lachmi, who give me my bread, give me my water. Samri upishti shamni vishkihuyai. My wool, my flax, my oil, and my drink. Aye, so we see clearly that what's going on over here is that Lot's entire intentions were for inappropriate kind of stuff. And therefore it ended up in that, so his intentions were that. I have a hamenas on this, but was forced into it. Right, he was drunk when he was with his daughters. He wasn't awake. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Choni, Lama Nokud Alvav Shebakuma Shebachira. Why is there a letter, a dot over the letter of Vav in the word Ubakuma, that he didn't know with getting going, you know, B'shucho Vakuma, when he was slept with her, when he got up, when it's talking about the older daughter, Lama Lecha Shebashchiva Lo Yada. He didn't know when they went to, you know, the lying down. When he got up, he did know about it, and then afterwards he went to be with the second daughter, knowing what was going to happen. He allowed himself to get drunk. What should he have done? Whatever happened, happened. He didn't realize what happened until after it was too late. You have to stop it happening, at least the first one. The answer is, Nafkamina de Lepanya Achrina lo yibayle the mishtei. The next night, he shouldn't have drinking wine again. The fact that he did goes to show that he clearly was down to do this type of thing. Darish Rabba, Maidichsev Ach Nifshami Kriyas Oz. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, a brother in rebellion from a strong city? Ah, what a pasuk. Pasuk in Mishle. Umidyanim Kivriach Amon creates contentions that are like the bolt of castle gates. Right, Bariach is like, the doors are called Rav Bariach. It's like a bolted gate. It's a beam of wood inside the thing to go ahead to stop people from coming into your house. Ach, Nifshah Mikiris Oz, a brother in rebellion is from a strong city. Is that Lot Shepirish Me Avram? This is talking about Lot, who separated from Avram. When Midyanim Kibriach Amon creates contentions that are like the bolts of a castle gate. Shehitil Midyanim Bein Yisrael La Amon. And Lot generated conflicts between Bnei Yisrael and the nations of Amnon that are so intense, like the bolt of a gate. Shenemar lo yavol Amoni Moav b'kal Hashem. Like it says, you can't bring an Amon or Moavi into the Kila, the community of Hashem. It was like one thing that led to the next. That when Lot was in Sodom, eventually it was with him and his daughters, and it created from them Moav and Amnon. And then the Torah tells us that a woman who was born from a Jewish man came. It asks a woman who was born Jewish, you know, to go to marry a Moabite or Ammon, converts from Ammon to Moab, etc. There's a whole thing that started from that. Now, Darash Ovi Ritim Rabbi Yitzchak, what do you mean when it says in the Pasuk, L'tayva Yavakesh Nifred V'chol Tushay Yiskala, who he who seeks to isolate himself in order to do his lust will be exposed in all bodies of wisdom. Pasuk in Mishlei, Rashi says, right, something that's a taiva, the chol aveira, shel aveira, yivakesh nifrad. The taiva yivakesh nifrad, said, lot shenifrad me'avim. He who seeks to isolate himself in order to do his lust, this is talking about lot, will isolate himself from Avram in order to go ahead to do his, you know, his aveiras, b'chol toshiyas galah will be exposed in all bodies of wisdom, shenis galah klonu about the kinesis about him and Joshua's. His embarrassment is exposed all the time in the shuls and at the batei midrashim. Like everybody talks about the fact that we all know what Lot did, we all understand what happened with Lot, and right, and Ammon and Moab can't join into Hashem. And Dithan, we learned in the Mishnah, Yuvamos Ammoni Moav Yasur and Israel Olam. They're never allowed to come into the Jewish nation. V'amar Ula, Tamar Zinsa V'zimri Zina. Tamar, she was involved in an illicit relationship, right? She was with Yehuda, Tamar, Yehuda and Tamar. And so did Zimri, right? The second word, Zimri was the Nasi of Shevet by Shimon, and he was with Cosby, who was a Moabite. And Tamar Zinsa, Yasrim Menem Alachim Neviim. She was Mazana and came out of her kings and Neviim. And Zimri Zina, Nafu Kami Revos Yisrael. When he was involved in this type of thing, tens of thousands of Bnei Yisrael ended up dying because of that situation. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Gedola Avera Lishma. Mi mitzvah shelo l'shma, an aver that's done l'shma for the sake of shemaim is greater than a mitzvah that's done lo l'shma. Interesting. So I could do an avera, but do it l'shma, avera l'shma. Not I can do, but there's such a concept of someone doing avera l'shma, and that's going to be greater than someone doing a mitzvah if you're not paying attention to doing shelo l'shma. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, tivorach minashim ya'el eshes chaver akini, minashim ba'ol tivorach. That is, that we know Yael, she did something, a mitzvah, L'shem Shemaim. There's a whole story of Sisera, and there was a whole battle, and he was killing a lot of them Jews. And what happened? He ended up losing a battle to the Yidden, and he hid in the tent of a Jewish woman named Yael. When he slept, Yael basically took the stake of a peg and put it through his head, killing him. And the Gemara tells us, in order to get him all tired and to be able to go and kill him, so first she was with him, she attached with him, and even though that's usher, but she was mutter to do this under the circumstance, and she did it l'shem shemayim. Therefore, it's looked at as a very good thing, right? Even though obviously gilui raos is one of the things a person has to give his life for, it was mutter for Yael to be with him, and even to seduce him because she was doing it in for the, you know, to save the entire Jewish people. So what happened was, as it says, Tavarach Menashim Yael Ishes Chever Hakeni Menashim Baal Tavarach. Yael, the wife of Chever the Keni, be blessed with something that the women, something of the women, so she should be blessed with something of the blessing of the women in the tent. Ma Ninu Nashim Baal. Now, what do we mean when we say the women in the tent? That's talking about Sarifka, Rachel, Velea. So we see to be blessed in such a tremendous thing. So we see the Shem Shamayim is big, right? And, not going to be the case for something that's done l'shelo l'shma. Any? Is it really true? You want to tell me that a mitzvah that's done for the wrong reasons is it's not a big deal, like it's nothing? If I'm reviewed over half, le'olam, oh, this is the Heilige line over here. This is a sugya we did. We saw some Sachem and Nazir and Sota. Sanhedrin Erechim, it comes up a bunch of times. Le'olam yasa kadam b'torah b'mitzvos. Really, a person should always be involved in Torah mitzvos. And this is a field shelo l'shma, even if you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Shemitah shelo l'shma, b'lo l'shma. Because when a person does it for the wrong reasons, they end up coming to do it for the right reasons. Says Rashi, we're answering up that mitikarma gedola ve'er lishma mitzvah shel lishma. You're saying that ve'er lishma is greater than the mitzvah shel lishma. It sounds like, you know, shel lishma is greater. So it's like nothing. If I'm Rav Yehuda, we see that something is actually really, this is good. Ema, this is the same for the Gemara, Ema kimitzvah shel lishma. Say instead that when in a ve'er done, lishma is equal to a mitzvah shel lishma. Rashi is called lishma mitzvah kimitzvah shel lishma. Right? It's equal to it. Am Rav Yochanan, Sheva Be'ilos Baal Osa Rasha Ba'osa Shah. How many times was Sisera with Yael? 7 times. Shem Rabbein Raglea Kara Nafel Shachav. Pasuk says, between her legs, he bent, he fell, he lay. And it goes through a whole list of times it comes out to Rashi Harei Shiva. Right? Ben Raglea Kara Nafel Shachav. Ben Raglea Kara Nafel. Asher Kara Sham Nafel Shiddah. So she ended up at Skavad Lashem Mitzvah Kadei Lahatish Kocho. Right, she's coming up to 7, but she did it to weaken him. To actually be able to kill him. Frankly, Mar Vahakamis Hanya Meavera, which is getting her nut from the Avera. So why are we going in? We were praising her for what she did of it. She got her nut, this Avera. Afilu Tovasim Shoreshaim, Royes Asatikim. Even the Hana that comes from a Russia is gross to a tzaddik, right? So it's not something that's like she actually really enjoyed from this situation. Even though maybe there's some sort of benefit that's coming from it, the bottom line is the grossness is overcoming it. Okay, now, Amar Rav Yudam Rav, lo, let me ask a couple of Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Zafil, Shal, Lishma, Bishvah, Lishma, Lishma, Balishma. She bischar arbaim ushnayim karbanos, because of the schar of the 42 karbanos shehikriv balakarasha, that balakarasha brought, right? He set up all the different karbanos in 3 different places, and each one he brought all this stuff. It comes up to 42, and he brought them for the wrong reasons, and he hoped that by doing this he'd be able to curse the Jewish people. But from that zachav yatsim mena rus, and rus came from there. Actually, yatsim mena David. So you like Hashem Baruch Hu b'shish, or you because Baruch Hu b'shish, it's Hashbachos who daven, who sing to Hashem Baruch Hu, it's great things. So we see that he got rewarded for this. Amar Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina, Rus bas beno shel Eglon. Rus was the granddaughter of Eglon Melech Moav, and ben beno shel Balak Melech Moav, who was the grandson of Balak, the king of Moav. And unbelievable, David Melech comes to that singing to Hashem Baruch Hu, and that's a pretty big deal over there. Rav Chia Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan. Says Rav Chia Bar Abba, the name Rav Yochanan. Minayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mefakeach Afilu Schar Mekapeach Afilu Schar Sichana. Where do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't withhold schar even for nice type of talk, speech? Mehacha, from here. Deila Bechira, the Kaye Moav. Because the older daughter called her son Moav, which means from father, from my father. Amalei Rachmana Lamosha. Al Tatzer's Moav, Al Tiskar Ba Milchama. And she said, from my father, which brings out the whole idea that he's with her father. And about that, it says that do not attack Moav or Al Tiskar Ba Milchama, and don't like contend with him in battle. Milchama, beep, beep, turn the page. Yud Aleph Amen Aleph. Who the low? We're not allowed to go and fight a war against them, but at Tzaritzer Tzarinu, we're allowed to go ahead and we're allowed to harass them and cause them pain. Viyutzir, but the young one, the Kari Ben Ami, who named the young adult named the son Ben Ami, the son of my people, which is more, you know, which is less obvious, you know, coming from the fact that it's from my father. Amalei Al Tzir Matzusgavam, you can't even, you know, cause, you can't come against him. I feel it's serial, you know what I mean, to cause him any pain. So you see, just the way the person speaks, you know, goes ahead and changes the, you know, the outcome of what's going to happen, of how we can even behave with that. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, Liolim Yakta Badum Levar Mitzvah. A person should always try to be the first person to go and to do a mitzvah. Shabbeschar Laila Acha Shekadu Bechil Lutira. Because of the schar that the person, what the daughter got for being the first one to be with her father over the second one, Zachta Ukidamta Ukidamta Arba Doris Amalchus. The older daughter, she merited to come before her younger sister to royalty by 4 generations. right? And that is Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo come from the older one before the younger one ended up, you know, coming out of them as Rechavan, the kid of Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.